Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. New Orleans-born Creole clarinetist Jimmy Noon achieved popularity in Chicago in the 1920s, particularly during his residency at the Apex Club. During this program that I'm calling It's About Noon, we'll hear his Apex Club Orchestra and jazz musicians who are today keeping alive the music of Jimmy Noon and his Apex Band. And we'll hear the kind of records that collectors treasure today, like this rare 1941 Noon performance, backed only by piano, bass, and drums. Honeysuckle Rose, a Jimmy Noon rarity from 1941, and during this hour we'll be hearing more from that live performance and the music of Jimmy Noon played by the Swiss Dry Throat Five and by Evergreen Jazz Band in an exclusive concert recording, plus Noon himself in discs ranging from the late 1920s to the early 40s. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for It's About Noon. The now famous Apex Club in Chicago between 1926 and 28 was a popular cabaret that was known variously as The Nest, Club Alvedere, and finally the Apex Club. In Jimmy Noon's day, it was an elegant, after-hours nightclub presenting innovative jazz. And the entertainment there was not just music, but fairly elaborate floor shows, as the club catered to a wealthy white clientele. But at the same time, like many clubs on the south side of Chicago during Prohibition, it also offered the thrill of drinking illegal liquor in public, interracial prostitution, and rubbing elbows with dangerous gangsters or entertainment celebrities. And its denizens also included a crowd of young white Chicago jazz musicians. Ironically, the club closed in early 1928, just about the time Noon began recording some 80 titles under the name Apex Club Orchestra. The music of Noon's Apex Club Band was advanced for its time and pointed toward the newly developing swing style of jazz, particularly by emphasizing reeds in the front line, de-emphasizing trumpet and trombone, and allowing the piano to play a melodic role thanks to the innovations of Earl Hines. Hines was a sparkling addition to the Apex and did play with Noon on occasions at the club. At this time in the late 20s, Hines was the most advanced pianist in jazz music. He was in the process of revolutionizing jazz piano. And of course, one of his most popular compositions at the time was A Monday Date. ¶¶
Thank you.
brilliant little Swiss ensemble, Dry Throat 5. They have both the relaxation and brilliance to pull off the Apex Club numbers with panache. That's from 1985, the tune Off Time, written by Jimmy Noone. Before that, two from Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, 1928 with Earl Hines, A Monday Date, and the plaintive Forevermore, the kind of Noone recordings that were influential in enhancing the role of the clarinet as a lead and solo instrument in jazz. While the music of Apex Club clearly predates swing, it was nonetheless leading a transition from older styles toward what became swing. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for being with me for It's About Noone, focus on clarinetist Jimmy Noone on Jazz Rhythm. Let's continue listening to recordings, new and old, of Jimmy Noone's music. I think Noone sounds best on the slower numbers, where he can really develop his remarkably rich, clear, and complex, it was almost a classical tone on his clarinet. One of his techniques was to hit a long half or whole note squarely on tune, then bend it, adding a widening vibrato that could break into a bird-like trill. Some of these devices can be heard in his 1936 recordings. These were organized by John Hammond with guys borrowed from Albert Ammon's band. Most notably on this 4 or 5 times, the brilliant swing guitarist Teddy Bunn. Then another from the phenomenal Dry Throat 5.
Thank you.
Jimmy Noone, Apex Club's Deep Trouble, from a recording from 1985 by the Swiss Dry Throat Five, and a Jimmy Noone session from 1936. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for It's About Noone, celebrating an important but now fairly obscure New Orleans clarinetist who made a remarkable transition to the swing era and left a lasting impression on American music. Next are two unusual items from Jimmy Noone. Let's Sow a Wild Oat is odd for its inclusion of a trumpet in the Apex lineup, and a bizarre scat vocal duet by Joe Poston and Jimmy Noone. First, here's Lady Be Good, a rare 1941 live performance, which is essentially an extended clarinet solo by Noone, backed simply by piano, bass, and drums. Thank you.
start and I'm always lost. But when I get started, I work fast.
Let's sow a wild oat. Let's sow a wild oat.
We'll go strolling far away and find some place where we can play. Have our fun and let it lay.
Let's sow a wild oat. Let's sow a wild oat. Let's sow a wild oat.
Brother, this and sister, that is very fine. But when it comes to love, I want to keep in mind.
Let's sow a wild oat. Let's sow a wild oat.
We'll step out, just you and me. We'll go someplace where we can see the night boat leave for Tennessee.
Let's sow a wild oat.
You do the small riggy balloon. You do the garibi dog. Ziggy-dick, no low, ribby dog, walk at home. You's my god, riggy, that's that. It did rock about me, I so die. It's a goody about me, the dog, and gone. You did not go around, he didn't so did up. He now grab a little sugar, that's a dindy bone. You can buy a gag, got to get this, so did it.
That's all I know.
This is Jazz Rhythm. You're hearing It's About Noon, the music of clarinetist Jimmy Noon. I'm Dave Radbauer. Thanks for being with me. Your comments, request for a program playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website at jazzhotbigstep.com. We're listening to Evergreen Jazz Band from a live concert playing Jimmy Noon's theme song, Sweet Lorraine. Jimmy Noon's melancholic theme song, Sweet Lorraine, the Evergreen Jazz Band from the Seattle area. That was in a concert they did of Jimmy Noon's music, a Jazz Rhythm exclusive taped in 1993. And we heard two lively Noon performances before that, Let's Sow a Wild Oat with a bizarre scat vocal. And by the way, if you like that, that is available from iTunes. And Lady Be Good, recorded live in 1941. This is It's About Noon from Jazz Rhythm.